Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 12 with verses 12 through 17. When Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and went to live in Capernaum by the sea, in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali, that what had been said by Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way to the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, people who sit in darkness have seen a great light. On those dwelling in a land overshadowed by death, light has arisen. From that time on, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." What happened to you when you withdraw from something after the news is divulged? Yes, the news of Jesus. Did you feel the need to withdraw as Jesus did when he heard John had been arrested? His withdrawal is what we mimic to find his purpose of what we are to do next, readying us for preaching that seems the only way life could direct, where passion is poured into your soul of salvation, to share as much as accept. What kind of persistence you'll need to learn how to respect. Yes, you'll have to learn how to respect others, no matter their call, for some might be ugly, yet some might seem ready to fight as their wall, because we learn that Jesus results in conflict. Even though his peace may seem exquisite to us, the truth can baffle some, that's all. We can't judge their confusion, for we must learn to give them a solution and seek redemption to instill love, faith, and hope of grace, where mercy is the peace we live, even in conflict, ready to recall the laws of the Lord to live free of persecution, caring for what will fall. Yeah. Amen. Please join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm so sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey. We continue to pray for our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with this war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for our sister-in-law, Carmen, she had a stroke yesterday. Please pray for her health and well-being. They were going to whisk her off to surgery for something that was going on, and then after a little bit of time, they redid some work and found that she didn't need surgery. So we praise God for that. We continue to lift her up in prayer. This is my wife's sister, my sister-in-law Carmen, who is the grandmother of Brittany, who we've been praying for, who had brain cancer. Please pray for Brittany's continued healing. And we continue to pray for Holy Mother Church as we pray for our Holy Mother. Novena prayer day 3 for Thelma, our neighbor. She has been battling some rheumatoid arthritis. She can't even pick up Glass Harleys. We pray for her healing. We pray all of this in Jesus' precious name. So we seek his healing hands to help those who are in need of healing, no matter what their sickness may be. Jesus, we call on you for healing, as we do in your precious blood each day. In your name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from a study of and practice of Matthew's Gospel, chapter 4, verses 12 through 17, three stanza poem, ongoing. It's titled, Arrested Was John, Jesus Heard. Arrested was John, Jesus heard. Galilee withdrew after the news. See Colleen Capernaum leaving Nazareth obscured. Naphtali and Zebulun region he did choose. Fulfilling prophet Isaiah's saying, light great seen arisen overshadowing sea walking way. Naphtali and Zebulun's land, Jordan beyond escaping. Death's darkness sitting Gentiles of Galilee in dismay. Preaching time began by Jesus' call. He began to adamantly say, heaven's kingdom is for us all. Repent, therefore, and learn to obey. I should say learn to pray and pray. Amen. I'm Tom Show Cruz Williams. It's December 15th, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 4:38 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, Universal Utterings is brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated. It is a not-for-profit 501c3 certified ministry. If you're looking for a year-end ministry to provide some support for, you can learn more about us at universalutterings.org. We operate a prison transition program, and we're always seeking help for our ministry to help those in need. Thanks again for joining us today as we call out to our good friends John and Marie. God bless you too. As we close today at 8:21 in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Johnny, say a prayer for Carmen. In your name we pray each day. God bless you.